WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in Sydney from Sydney High School. It's a MAC girls varsity basketball contest tonight as the Sydney Warriors host the Oxford Blackhawks. Of course, Blackhawks, want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I'm excited, folks. It has been, I would say, about 2 weeks since we've been able to do a game on the radio. The last game we were able to do was the Oxford boys over at Unadilla Valley. Since then, we have had games planned, but COVID has been, you know, kind of wreaking havoc on the local basketball schedule, and we've had games planned, and then just that day, they might get postponed for a variety of reasons. So my goal going forward now as we get into the MAC season is to make sure we're doing 2-3 games a week and try to bring you some entertainment, because we got some great games coming up, but we also just don't know from day to day what's going to happen, what teams will be quarantined, what teams might be on a pause, for example, for a week at a time. So the schedule, I think, is going to get very busy here at the end of January if we can keep things going, because a lot of these games that are getting postponed are going to have to be made up. So it's going to be an interesting trip down the stretch here as we approach the league playoffs, but we still have a full set of games, probably for the next 6 weeks, full of MAC and Tri-Valley and Delaware League. All those league contests are going to be over the next 5 to 6 weeks, and so it's going to be a very busy time. But after we get through this little spike here, hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, everybody will be back and ready to play. So I am excited for tonight's game. They're making it work here tonight in Sydney. Sydney does have their full roster. Oxford was kind of in danger as they had a couple players out for tonight's game. So they have brought up 5 players from the JV team to be on the varsity tonight here for Oxford to kind of fill out the roster. So interested to see what that does to team chemistry, all those types of things. But if you're an Oxford fan, you still have your main player, Madeline Barrows, who I think has to be in the MAC MVP conversation. She's out there tonight, a junior, one of the best players in the league. So she is going to be very, very tough. She was just the MVP of the Edmiston tournament, which Oxford went over there and picked up a win in that tournament, winning 2 games to capture the crown there, and she was the MVP. If you're Sydney on the other side, you have your full roster. It's been Emma Simmons and Ava Sirigliano who have played very, very well so far this season. In fact, Emma just had, I believe it was 38 or 39 points in a win earlier this week over Afton. So Emma was red hot the other night, and when she's not shooting, she's dishing it off to somebody like Ava, who is a young star in this league. I'd say she's probably got to be 6 foot tall. She's only a sophomore. She can shoot from the outside. She can go to the interior. Ava is one of the bright young stars here in the league, so definitely someone to watch if you are a Sydney fan. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has 2 lots here in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to pause for the national anthem for starting lineups. When we get back, it's the Oxford girls at Sydney tonight here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. the little store, with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
So, Dad, you're an electrician.
Yeah.
Tell me this. What happens if a winter storm knocks out the power and you don't have a generator?
Well, you won't have any lights or TV or heat or water.
Correct. And what happens if you don't have heat for a long time?
Carly, what are you getting at?
Please answer the question.
Well, your pipes will probably freeze, and if that happens, you've got a big mess.
Exactly. So wouldn't it stand to reason that everyone should get a generator?
You know, Carly, you're a pretty smart kid. Don't tell Mom, but I think you take after me.
Take it from Carly at JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Getting a generator for your home or business now will save you from big headaches later. JM Electrical Contracting sells, services, and repairs top-of-the-line Generac generators. So get peace of mind this winter season from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Call Josh Missler at 895-7584. That's 895-PLUG. Or visit jmelectricalcontracting.com.
And tell him Carly sent you.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in the CDO studios, so big thank you to him. Starting lineups here first tonight for Oxford. They have junior number 3, Madeline Barrows, junior number 14, Bailey Cheesebro, a junior number 4, Cadence Gallo, a junior number 5, Taylor Smith, and a senior number 10, Ava Benjamin. On the other side for Sydney, they have a junior number 5, Emma Simmons. They have senior number 13, Courtney Mondor, a sophomore number 2, Ava Sirigliano, a sophomore number 24, Michaela Bales, and a freshman number 15, Emily Russo. So Oxford is in the road of black uniforms tonight. The white trim, the red trim says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Sydney is in the home whites tonight with the maroon trim, says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney has the S on the side of the shorts. Oxford has the Blackhawk logo in red on the side of those shorts. So Sydney wins the opening tip. They're going to be going right to left on your radio dial. Here's Emma Simmons for a long three ball. That's off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Madeline Barrows of Oxford. Brings it across the half-court timeline and goes to the right side. Now kicks one out as Oxford sets up on offense here tonight. Blackhawks with the ball again, going left to right. Here's Barrows, wants that three. This one's off to the right side, and a rebound for Emma Simmons. So a scoreless contest in the first 30 seconds. Live tonight here from Sydney High School, it's MAC girls basketball between the Warriors and the Blackhawks. We're glad to have you along as we set up shop here early in this first quarter. Here is Simmons dishing one back off for Russo. Back to the left side, along a jumper there for Michaela Bales is too strong. Sydney gets the rebound, though. Here's Simmons, steps in for a jumper. It's an air ball and rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Oxford. Looks like Emma trying to find that mojo. Had a couple of good looks there and maybe just thought about that last one a little too much as she let it fly. We're a minute in, and we're scoreless between the Oxford girls and Sydney here tonight at Sydney High School. They go to the high post with Madeline Barrows, a little up and under. Can't find the mark, and Sydney with a rebound on that missed shot there by Barrows. That was Courtney Mondor windexing the glass. Back up the floor for Sydney, left side. As Sydney goes, right to left. Here's Bales, back to Simmons. Oxford being very careful, following where Simmons as well as Sirigliano is going. And Simmons to the left side wants to take it down low. Finds Cirigliano. Turnaround move in the post. Rattles in and out. And a rebound for Oxford. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrow is going to give it to Oxford. Good turnaround shot there from Cirigliano. It just wouldn't go down. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Sydney and Oxford. Again, Oxford has brought up 5 JV players in order to play this game here tonight. I'm interested to see what that does to the chemistry of this Blackhawks team. Normally do not play together. A steal by Sydney. Is getting her hands in there with Michaela Bales to rip it away. Bales in transition finds Simmons to the right side. Now she'll pull it out. Wants to set up the offense. Simmons, right side, looking for options. Oxford doing a really good job of kind of following her around in this zone. It's a 2-3 zone. They pass to the interior. Now back out for Simmons. Pump fakes into the paint. Pull-up jumper, right elbow, won't go. Rebound, though, for Bales. Went into the land of the trees. Pulls it back out. A long shot here for Sydney from Mondor. Won't go. And this time Barrows rips it down. So we're still scoreless with 5:45 to go in the first. Here's Barrows, left side. Gets to the high post. Works one back out for Taylor Smith. Smith to the right side. Shot won't go. Cirigliano with a rebound for Sydney. Sydney trying to stay in this game early. It's scoreless with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. I think a good start here tonight is very key for the Sydney Warriors. Here is Simmons. Goes to Cirigliano on the baseline. Gets down low. Tied up. Lost control of it here. Somehow saves it inbounds while it's pinballing around and finally picked up by the Blackhawks. In transition is Bailey Cheesebro. Bounce pass into the corner for Taylor Smith. Her shot is too long. And a rebound for the Warriors. They'll bring it back down. Here is Simmons across the midcourt timeline in the big Sydney S. So 4:55 to go in the first quarter. We got a defensive battle here tonight. As Simmons kicks one back out. Long jumper for Sydney off the back of the rim, trying to chase one down. We will have a jump ball, and this time it'll stay with the Sydney Warriors. Chasing that one down was Cadence Gallo as for Oxford as well. As Courtney Mondor for Sydney, both got their mitts on it. Sydney looking to get the ball in on the baseline to the right side of the hoop. They go to Simmons in the corner. Dishes one inside for Cirigliano. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. And they're going to say a traveling violation there on Cirigliano. 4:40 to go in the first. And a good rebound there by Cirigliano. But for some reason, there's a lid on both of these rims here tonight in Sydney. I don't know if the custodians didn't come in here and take the rims of the lids off the rim, I guess. Oxford with a jumper left side. That won't go. And a rebound for Sydney. We'll have another jump ball and we'll stay with the Blackhawks. 4.5 to go in the first. And Sydney will be doing the inbounding duties underneath. Zebra Crew is going to get together here and see who has possession of the ball. Yes, it is going to go to Oxford. A little miscommunication there. Again, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Good play so far. Just nobody's been able to pop one in the hoop. Left side for Barrow. Steps back for three. That one's off the back of the rim. Oxford pulls it down. Long jumper here. Rattles in and out. And a rebound is picked up by Mondor. Shot there was by Rhea Warner for Oxford off that miss. Here is Simmons back down the floor. Back up to the Sydney S with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Looking for Michaela Bales into the left wing corner. Bales has her pocket pick and an outlet pass back down the floor. Simmons is able to track it down the length of the court and keep possession with Sydney. If there's one thing about Emma, she definitely has wheels. She's able to get back on plays like that. Simmons steps in, the jumper in and out. Rebound for Barrows and a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Sydney on Michaela Bales. Boy, we've seen Cirigliano and Simmons with some real good looks, as well as Mondor for Sydney. Barrows and Gallo have had good looks for Oxford, but nobody can put it in the tin so far with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Well, it's a close one so far, I would say. Here comes Barrows down the floor as Oxford goes left to right. To the high post, it's punched away. Cirigliano got her paw on that one. Ahead now for Simmons, and she'll lay one in, but no, it popped out. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Oxford. That ball rolled around the rim, came all the way to the front, and then somehow hopped over the rim and couldn't go. It's become comical at this point. I'm seeing a lot of people in the stands even having a good chuckle about this one. 3.5 to go first quarter. Here is Barrows. Steps through. And this one off the back of the rim, actually off the glass. It was too strong. And a rebound on that far side picked up by Courtney Mondor. Mondor across midcourt, bounce pass to the high post. Down low, it's picked off and taken away. Oxford back down the floor. Quickly in transition they go with Ella Kelsey. Kelsey finds Barrows to the high post. Into the corner now. Blackhawks with a shot there. It's an air ball taken there by Cadence Gallo. And Sydney back down the floor with Emma Simmons. Simmons left side, little stutter step, picks up her dribble in a tough spot in front of the Oxford bench. Now they go to the high post. Back outside for Simmons, left side. Trying to dish one off here for Michaela Bales. Back for Simmons. Her three won't go. Another rebound for Madeline Barrows. Gets tied up with Sirigliano, though. Jump ball's going to keep it with Sydney. Again, we are scoreless here, folks, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter between the Sydney girls and the Oxford girls. Good hustle on both sides, though. You love to see it. These shots are going to start falling eventually. They go inside to Sirigliano. Her jumper is short, gets her own rebound, tosses it up and in. First bucket of the game, therefore Ava Sirigliano makes it Sydney 2 at Oxford nothing, with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Across the midcourt timeline for the Blackhawks. A bounce pass to the right wing side. Scoots one back across far side. Jumper here on the left side for the Blackhawks won't go. Rebound now for Sydney into the safe hands of Simmons. Missed shot there was by Cadence Gallo on that far side for Oxford. Simmons across midcourt looking for some options. Sydney's got to get some movement here on offense. And they step in. Jumper here for Sirigliano won't go. India Insignia going for that rebound. Couldn't get there. Barrows is able to pick it up for Oxford. Trying to take it coast to coast. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rolled off the front of the rim. While pinballing around, Oxford comes away with the rebound. Left side jumper. In and out. Rebound. Both teams wrestling. Scrambling for it. And Sirigliano comes away with it. Sirigliano down the floor. Little bounce pass ahead. Shot won't go for Michaela Bales. Rebound out of bounds. Will stay here with Sydney. And so a 2-0 lead here for Sydney over Oxford with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass is taken away by Barrows. And you know she's looking to get things cooking here. Passes ahead. The jumper is up and good. Barrows finds a wide-open Bailey Cheesebro. And our score is 2-2 with 1:20 to go in at the first quarter. And here comes Sydney back down the floor going right to left. This might be one of the lowest scoring quarters I've seen here so far this season, especially in the opening quarter. Here is Sirigliano, splits through a double team, tries to put it up, and is blocked by Madeline Barrows. Barrows in transition down the right side. Barrows, the little runner in the paint, is good. So Barrows gets that to go, and it's Oxford 4, Sydney 2, with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Simmons back across the midcourt timeline. Goes to Insignia. The high post is whipped away. Oxford with a 2-on-1 if they can hurry. They have numbers. Taking it all the way herself up off the glass there. Won't go. It was Tegan Manwaring. And then we will have a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be here on Emily Russo of Sydney. Her first, team's second. 41 seconds to go, first quarter. Oxford doing the inbounding duties. Into the corner. Jumper here for Oxford. Is off the mark, but a rebound is right into the hands of Sirigliano. She was able to rip it away. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Oxford 4, Sydney 2 here in Sydney High School. Here is Simmons, steps through, tosses one up, and it's off the back of the rim. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney. Last touch there by Oxford. So a low scoring first quarter, but we're glad to have you along here. Good energy and good opportunities for both teams. These shots are going to start falling. Warriors will look to get it in. They try to go inside for Sirigliano. Knocked out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Sydney with 15 seconds to go. Going to come to Oxford. Unfortunate luck there for Sydney. Ball was knocked back into the hands of Emily Russo, but her heel was right on that end court, or the timeline, I should say, on the baseline there. And so ball goes back to Oxford. Here is Barrows to the right side. Finds a pass into the corner. Shot goes up there by Abby Denz for Oxford. Missed shot. We're going to have a jump ball. And it's going to stay with Oxford with 5 seconds to go first quarter. And Oxford will be doing the inbounding duties to the right side of the hoop. They'll look to get one into Barrows. Barrows, pump fakes, gets into the paint, wants to take it to the rim, is blocked there by Sirigliano. Steps out of bounds, but that'll do it. End of the first quarter, our score, Oxford 4, Sydney 2, girls high school hoops tonight. Stay tuned, second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Hi.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it sounds more like a soccer or maybe a field hockey score, folks, but at the end of the first quarter, start of the second, our score here at Sydney High School tonight, the Oxford girls leading Sydney 4-2. MAC girls basketball tonight here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, as our web stream is brought to you tonight by SFCU. Sydney has the basketball. Again, they're in the white with the maroon trim tonight, going right to left. Oxford's in the black uniforms with the red and the white trim. Simmons in front of the Oxford bench now. Dribbles to the far side with 15 on the shot clock. Simmons bounces one to the interior. Now back out for Sirigliano for three. This one won't go. And ball is loose on the baseline here. And we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to give it back to Oxford. I was watching Sirigliano in warm-ups, and she could not miss from the three-point land. I mean, it was just like in. I mean, she was really hitting them. So we know she can step out there, as both Emma and Ava are averaging right around 20 points a game so far this season. But tonight, it's been icy cold shooting by both sides. Now a steal by Sydney. Simmons got her hand in there to take one away from Madeline Barrows directly underneath the hoop with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Simmons to the left side with a bounce pass back to the top of the key here for Michaela Bales. Far side for Sirigliano. Lost control of it, but it's kicked back out to Simmons. 10 on the shot clock. Simmons steps through, bounce pass to the interior, is knocked away. Ball is loose in the far side corner and scooped up by the Oxford Blackhawks. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, Blackhawks back across midcourt as they go right to left, or excuse me, left to right. Here's Barrow, steps back for three off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Sydney. Can they hold on to it? Yes, they do. Cleaning the glass there was freshman Emily Russo, and an outlet pass to Emma Simmons. Simmons across midcourt, trying to direct some traffic here, quarterbacking this play for the Blackhawks, or for the Warriors. Wants a three. This one won't go down. And both sides have become very frustrated by not being able to put the ball in the hoop. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. 4-2 is our score. Oxford girls on top, and it's one of those nights where, I mean, a couple of buckets might get you the victory. That's what it feels like here tonight. We could have a game in the 20s or 30s for sure. Oxford with the ball on the baseline. Cadence Gallo trying to dribble inside, and we'll have a foul on Sydney. Foul on the Warriors will be against Anna Dewey, the senior, her first and team's first. And so this will be Oxford doing the inbounding duties along the baseline. They'll look to get it in, passing it back up top. Oxford working it around into the corner now. A long jumper again is too strong. Shot there off the back of the rim from Ava Benjamin. Back down the floor here for Sydney Warriors. Here's Emma Simmons, wants to toss one up. It's off the glass and good for Emma Simmons, and her first basket of the night ties this game up at 4-4 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Oxford with the ball. They go to the low post here for Barrows. Her shot won't go. Sirigliano was right there to get her hand in there to try to make Madeline adjust, and she did. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound, giving it back to the Sydney Warriors. Make sure you stay tuned. We will have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up soon. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. We also record all these games so you can go back and listen to them anytime. It's a free download at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Simmons passes to the inside and finds a wide open Sirigliano. She's able to bury that shot, and it gives Sydney their first lead of the night, 6-4, with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Oxford to the right side, tries to go to the high post. It's taken away. Oxford, though, is able to steal it right back. Bounce pass to the top of the key. They go to Barrows, left side for three. This one is short. Ball tipped out of bounds, going to stay with the Blackhawks. Barrows is getting some looks, but they're not clean. They usually have a hand in the face. Been impressed with Sydney's defense so far tonight against one of the best players in the league. I think it is only a matter of time. Madeline is going to find a way to heat up. She's that good of a player. Steps out, right side three. This one halfway down, popped out, and would not go. That was a really good-looking shot for Barrows. It just wouldn't go down. 4:45 to go, second quarter. 6-4 is the score. Sydney girls on top of Oxford. Emma Simmons to the high post. Shot there is too strong. Ball popped back out. Simmons gets her own rebound. Simmons stops at the right low block. Little floater jumper in the lane is good. So Simmons now with 4 points and Sirigliano with four, giving Sydney an 8-4 lead over Oxford with 4:20 to go, second quarter. Turnaround shot here for Cheesebro. A little baby hook in the lane is an air ball. Rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Sydney Warriors. If you're looking for more games on the radio tomorrow night, I have the BG Boys hosting Delhi for a 7:15 tip down in Bainbridge. If you haven't been down to BG's new gym, it's, you know, same physical location, but they redid it this year, and it is really, really nice. Worth checking out. Take a trip down there. Maybe go support the Bobcats tomorrow night. Pass inside for Sirigliano is short, hits the side of the rim. We're going to have a foul underneath. Looks like it's going to be against Sirigliano. She was trying to put her hands in there to rip that ball away. Gets called for the foul. That's her first and the team's second. As the team foul situation here is two for Sydney, none for Oxford in the second quarter. 3:50 to go in this second frame. Blackhawks trying to get the ball back up top, and they do to the Sydney S. Dribble drive down low here for Ella Kelsey. Back out for Barrows. Tosses one up. A lot of contact there. No call. And the ball's going to go back to Sydney as it flies out of bounds. Barrows right now just trying it desperately to get something going for Oxford. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Simmons comes across the big Sydney S at midcourt. Simmons, dribble drive to the left side, looking for options, goes back to the top of the key. Dishes one to the interior, it's knocked away, Barrows with a steal. Barrows to midcourt. 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Barrows tries to lay it up and it won't go down. That is the kind of night it has been for Oxford. Rebound for Sirigliano. Here for Emma Simmons, wants a three, stops, pops, shot is too strong, rebound for Barrows. Barrows going to try to go coast to coast here, I think. Bounce pass ahead. Finds one of her players. That's Cheesebro down low. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for the Blackhawks is ripped out of there. Ball loose on the floor, but taken away by Sydney. Getting her hands in there for that steal was Zoe Sullivan. And an outlet pass to Emma Simmons. Timeout taken by head coach Donnie Pierce here for Sydney. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. A low-scoring battle tonight from Sydney High School. 8-4 is the score. The Sydney girls on top of Oxford will be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:45 to go in the second quarter. 8-4 is our score here in Sydney. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sydney girls leading Oxford 8-4 in this varsity girls MAC basketball contest here tonight. Simmons tries to take it to the right side, and her shot was partially blocked. And Madeline Barrows comes away with it. Barrows stops top of the key for three. It won't go. And she is having an ice-cold shooting night here tonight for the Blackhawks. Sirigliano with a rebound back down the floor. Finds Simmons. Pump fakes on a three. Takes it to the interior. Tries to force a bounce pass in there. Kicked off of a leg and taken away by the Blackhawks. Back down the floor. Left side here for Oxford. back out. Looking to get it to the interior here. Pull-up jumper at the foul line. Won't go down. Rebound for Dewey of Oxford. Off the missed shot there by Ava Benjamin. And Benjamin picks up a foul there. Dewey was in good foul or a good rebounding position. She was fouled as she brought it back down. 1:55 to go, second quarter. 8-4 is the score. Sydney on top of Oxford. Sydney going right to left. They go to Simmons into the paint. Pull-up jumper, rattles in and out. Srigliano with the rebound. Gets her second chance opportunity. That won't go in. How about a third time? Kicks one back out for Simmons. She tosses it up. That won't go. And Barrows with the rebound this time. Boy, that was incredible. Back down the floor. I don't know how Srigliano missed those. I truly don't. Blackhawks will work to the interior for Barrows. Dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. With 1:25 to go in the second quarter. This is unlike anything I've seen, folks. I mean, they're getting good looks, point-blank looks. These are some of the best players in the league, and this ball will not go in. It's incredible. 1:20 to go, second quarter. 8-4 is still our score. Sydney girls on top of Oxford. They take it inside for Dewey here at the right low block. She's blocked by Barrows. Barrows is doing everything she can on defense to keep the Blackhawks in this game. Blackhawks take it left side. This is Ella Kelsey for a jumper. That won't go. Srigliano got her hand on it. Tipped one out to Simmons. We're under 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Simmons across midcourt. Simmons to the right side. Fires one off. A shot here for Sydney. Won't go down. Srigliano with a rebound. Back out for Simmons. Pump fakes. Pull-up jumper for Simmons. That won't go. Another rebound for Barrows. She's got to be close to having 10 rebounds already. She's been great on the glass. 35 seconds left. Barrows takes it to the interior. Blocked by Simmons. Gets it back. Kicks one out. Long shot here for Oxford. Won't go. Shot was from Taylor Smith. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Sydney can play for the last shot here if they want. They go back to Simmons. Pump fakes. Gets into the lane. Floater. No good. Srigliano the rebound. Taken out of there. Pulls one back out. 10 seconds to go. Second quarter. They go to Simmons. Pump fakes again. Wants that ball on the right side. Little up and under. Kicks one back out. Far side. Pull-up jumper here. Hit the rim twice. Won't go, and that'll do it. That last shot was from Courtney Mondor. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. Our halftime score here, folks, is Sydney 8 and Oxford 4. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. Again, halftime score here in Sydney 8-4. Sydney girls on top of Oxford on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Here we go. Third quarter underway from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Barrows with a floater in the lane for Oxford. No good. And a rebound for Sydney. And back down the floor they come. Sydney in the white uniforms with the maroon trim now going left to right to start the second half. Oxford's in the black with the red and the white trim. Simmons into the paint. Little turnaround shot. She actually didn't pull it. Pulled it down at the last minute. Works it to the far side. A jumper here won't go, but Courtney Mondor is fouled and will head to the line for Sydney. We have not seen a lot of activity at the foul line tonight in a low-scoring game like this where everybody is struggling to put it in the hoop. Some foul shots could be a very important way to try to build the lead here for Sydney. So first shot at the line is no good here for the senior, Courtney Mondor. And the second one coming here for the Sydney Warriors. Again, our score 8-4. So we start the third quarter here in this girls' varsity MAC contest tonight in Sydney. Second shot also off the front of the rim. No good. Srigliano a rebound. Pulls it down. Shot is good for Srigliano. And she's got 6 points. And Sydney has their biggest lead of the game at 10-4 with 7:15 to go in the third. Left side of the floor now. Oxford working it around. They've got Barrows down on the low block trying to get her some easy looks, but a steal by Sydney. Ahead now for Emma Simmons. Simmons takes it to the rack. No good. Srigliano the rebound. Cleans it up and puts it in. And Srigliano's got 8 points. and Sydney has ballooned this up to a 12-4 advantage. Barrels to the left side, floats one across, now down into the right wing corner as Oxford goes right to left. Back out, a three ball here for Oxford. Hit the rim, then bounces up and hits one of the wires that comes down from the ceiling, so it's out of bounds. Shot there from Taylor Smith would not go. Sydney seems to have some momentum here, and the crowd's starting to get into it a little bit. That student section for Sydney has been looking for something to get fired up about here. 6:35 to go in the third. Here is Simmons. Rolls to the high post, now gets it back. Thought about a deep three, steps in for a long two instead, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, loose on the floor, somehow picked up by Sydney. They're going to try to kick it back out and reset the offense here. Now they go right inside for Sirigliano at the left low block, and she is fouled by Oxford with 6:20 to go in the third. And the Sydney girls leading 12-4. Foul for Oxford's going to be on Ava Benjamin. That's going to be her first, team second. 6:20 to go here in the third. Sydney doing the inbounding duties. They'll go to the left low block. Sirigliano lost it, but was able to just tip it to Simmons in time. Her jumper rolls off the front of the rim. Sydney holds on to possession, though. On the rebound, Simmons will work one back out. Has 25 on the shot clock, so still a lot of time left. We hit 6 minutes to go in the third. 12-4 is the score. Sydney girls leading Oxford. Top of the key here for Simmons. Pump fakes, goes to Sirigliano, takes it to the baseline, stops, pops, jumper is short, ball out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney. Seven on the shot clock, a Sirigliano shot did not hit the rim. Warriors looking to work it in, doing the inbounding duties here, they go up top to Simmons, left side. Simmons, through two players, gets it down low, turnaround shot for Sirigliano is good. And Sirigliano's got 10, biggest lead of the game now for Sydney, it's 14-4. With 5:40 to go in the third, Oxford in desperate need of a bucket here, and we will get an illegal screen on Oxford. Bailey Cheesebro with the foul, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Oxford with 5:36 to go in the third. Sydney with a nice lead here, 14-4 over Oxford, early third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout taken by Oxford, Sydney will have the basketball at midcourt across the big Sydney S going left to right. 5.5 to go in the third. And Emma Simmons on the right side of the floor passes one off. Pull-up jumper here is good for Sydney. And Michaela Bales from the left elbow gives Sydney a 16-4 lead with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Oxford is desperate for a bucket here. They're trying to work it to the high post for Madeline Barrows. Haven't been able to get it to her. Now they do get it down low for Barrows. On the left low block, has to pump one back out. Pull-up jumper is good. Here for Oxford. Maybe that'll get them going. Tegan Manwarren with the basket there. Makes it 16-6. Sydney girls on top of Oxford with 4:50 to go in the third. Still a lot of time left in this game if Oxford could get something going. So Sirigliano at the high post will work one out here for Emily Russo. Russo with the bounce pass back out for Simmons in front of the Sydney bench on the right wing side. 10 on the shot clock. Simmons goes far side for Michaela Bales. Back to Simmons. Straight away three. Swish for Emma Simmons. And she has 7 points, making it 19-6. Sydney on top of Oxford with 4:20 to go in the third. They try to go to the high post there. Good defense by Sirigliano. It's punched away into the hands of Simmons. Trying to go coast to coast. She is fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup and will head to the line. Been impressed by this defense by Sirigliano. Anytime that Oxford has not made a very good entry pass, she's been right there with those long arms to slap it away. 4:15 to go in the third. 19-6 is the score. The Sydney Warriors on top of the Oxford Blackhawks. Anna Tomeo into the game here. Maybe you recognize that last name for you Sydney WCDO listeners. 4:15 to go in the third. First shot for Emma Simmons is up and good. So Emma now with 8 points. So you have Sirigliano with 10 and Simmons with 8 for Sydney. Second shot coming here for the junior. Emma Simmons died on the front of the rim. Rebound here for Oxford. And rebound brought down there by Ella Kelsey. Score is 20-6. Sydney girls on top of Oxford. Left side of the floor now in front of the Oxford bench. Blackhawks get it to the corner. Down low here for Barrows. Her shot is off the mark and a rebound for Sirigliano. Madeline Barrows just cannot get a clean look at the moment. Sirigliano, right side of the floor. Turnaround shot here. Kind of jackknifes off the side of the rim. And a rebound for Oxford. Oxford in transition. Onto the baseline now. Working one back out. Pull-up jumper for the Blackhawks. Won't go. Off the hands of Sirigliano and out of bounds. Shot there for Oxford was by Ella Kelsey. Now she'll be doing the inbounding duties with 3:35 to go in the third. Oxford looking to get it in. And Sydney is just shadowing Madeline Barrows. She finally does get free. Pulls up for three. This one skims off the front of the rim. Barrows cannot buy a bucket here tonight. Back down at the floor is Emma Simmons, goes to the left side. Simmons pulls up for three. This one off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down here by Oxford. And pulled out of there by Ella Kelsey. Kelsey trying to go coast to coast on the baseline. Will kick one back out. Stolen away here by Emma Simmons. Good defense by the Warriors. Simmons across midcourt. Slows things down with 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. 20-6 is the score. Sydney girls on top of Oxford. They go to the high post. Here's Tomeo with the jumper. It's good for Anna Tomeo. Got that ball at the high post. Turnaround shot, and she nailed it. Makes it 22-6 with 2:45 to go in the third. Good shot there by Anna. Jim's got to be happy about that one. Oxford across the midcourt timeline here. Trying to work it to the interior. It's knocked away. Simmons going for another steal. Lost control of it. Ball pinballing around. Tomeo got her hands in there. We do have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back here to Oxford with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. 22-6 is the score. Oxford's going to take a 30-second timeout. Again, our score, Sydney 22, Oxford 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 22-6 is our score with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. Warriors will look to get it in out of the timeout. Sydney has pushed away here from Oxford. The score was 8-4 at the half, and now is 22-6 in favor of the Sydney Warriors. Sydney had the lead at the half as well. Sirigliano pump fakes, pulls up for a long two. It's too strong, and a rebound here for Oxford. Abby Denz was in there to pull it down in the land of the trees. Back down the floor here for Oxford. They go to the high post. Turnaround shot for Barrows. Died on the back of the rim. Would not go down. Rebound chased into the corner. Saved by Oxford. And Barrows gets it back out. Kicks one down. That's going to be a three ball, and it's good for Ella Kelsey. Really good hustle there by Tegan Van Warren to feed that one to Barrows, who kicked it out to Kelsey, who hit the three. Maybe that's the spark they need. Warriors get across midcourt. Sirigliano to the far side finds Bales. Her shot won't go. Sirigliano a rebound. Pushes one up off the glass, and it's good. Sirigliano with 12 now, and Sydney leads 24-9 with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. Oxford across midcourt. Trying to set up shop here. Trying to work one for Barrows at the high post. Barrows at the right elbow. Passing one down low here. Oxford with some good ball movement. 15 on the shot clock. They go to the right side. Now they find Barrows inside. Tapped out of bounds. Will stay with Sydney. 9 on the shot clock. A buck 13 on the game clock. Oxford looking to do the inbounding duties here. On the baseline. Looking for some options. They do get it into Barrows in the right corner. Barrows to the high post, tosses one up. It was partially blocked. Tomeo keeps it in bounds. Simmons chasing it to the far side, went diving into the bleachers there, tried to save it. I don't think she necessarily needed to save it, but you love the effort there with 1:04 to go in the third. Didn't get there in time, and so the ball will stay with Oxford. Oh, ball is going to go to Sydney now. Oh, they're saying it was a shot clock violation there. So a shot clock violation saves Sydney there. They get that ball back. 1 minute to go in the third. Sydney across midcourt. They go to Dewey. Dewey has her pocket picked by Madeline Barrows. Barrows down the right side of the floor. Stutter steps. Wants to take it to the interior. A little up and under shot. Sirigliano with the rebound. Gets it ripped out of her hands. Barrows, frustration there on that rebound. Gets the jump ball. It's going to stay with Oxford. Barrows is just doing everything she can, fighting tooth and nail here along with her Oxford teammates to try to find a way back into this game. Barrows steps out here. Maybe she can get the three-point shot going. That could be huge. Barrows to the left side. Passes one down low. The shot is no good there. Missed inside by Ella Kelsey. Rebound for Sydney with 30 seconds to go in the third. Sydney leading 24-9. Coach Pierce saying, let's get a good one here as Simmons comes across midcourt. Coach Pierce saying to take your time. They go to the high post to Mayo. Couldn't hold on to it. Ball is taken away here by Oxford. Kelsey with the shot, and it rolls out of bounds. This is partially tipped. It will stay with Oxford. I think Kelsey would want that one back. She was running in transition and fired one up. Still a lot of time left on that clock. 24-9 the score. Oxford looking for the inbounding duties. They find Barrow. Steps back for a deep three and banks it in. Hey, however it works. Barrows now with five. Cuts it to 24-12. 5 seconds left. Here is Simmons. Can she get a shot off at half court? Simmons gets around a screen, tosses up a long three, almost went in. She tried to go to the bank, and it was closed. Score at the end of the third, Sydney 24, Oxford 12. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Started the fourth quarter here at Sydney High School. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull alongside Jim Tomeo tonight. He's our in-game producer down in our Sydney Main Street studios. 24-12 is the score. Sydney girls on top of Oxford. It's been a low-scoring affair, but Sydney with a little breathing room to start the final 8 minutes here. Here is Emma Simmons. Steps in through a double team. It was partially blocked there. Emma wanted a foul but will not get it from the Zebra crew. Can Madeline Barrows pull off a miracle here in this fourth quarter? Gets to the rack and is fouled. And I think that's the call that Oxford has been looking for all night. They've been trying to get to the rim here and get to the line, and it just hasn't worked out that way. These refs have really let them play. So Barrows at the line again. One of the best players in the league, a potential MAC MVP. And Sydney's done a good job tonight forcing her to take off balance and tough shots. And you can see this is a really tough one for her. She is automatic from the line. She just missed the first one. Second one coming for Barrows. It's good. So she has six. Cuts it to 24-13. This game is far from over if Oxford could get things going here with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure now. A little 1-2-2 press. Maybe that's going to help Oxford. They get a steal. Here's Ella Kelsey. Takes it to the rim. It's up and in for Ella Kelsey. She has 5 points. And just like that, it's 24-15. Can Sydney handle this full court pressure? They get to the half-court timeline, in front of the scorer's table. A pass down low, and it's up and good, and a foul as Courtney Mondor gets her first basket of the night, and she'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Sydney leads 26-15 with 7:10 to go here in this fourth quarter. And so this will be Mondor at the line off a great pass there from Sirigliano. So here's Mondor settling in, and her foul shot is no good. Rebound Sirigliano trying to keep it alive. Lost control of it, though, and it goes into the hands of Barrows. Barrows across the big Sydney S, trying to go coast to coast. The floater is good. Barrows might be heating up just in time for Oxford. It's 26-17. 6:55 to go in the fourth. Sydney across midcourt. Here's Sirigliano for a long two. Too sharp. Rebound for Barrows, and she's fouled as she comes out of the dog pile with that ball. Foul is going to be on Michaela Bales, and now we need to keep an eye on the foul situation here in the fourth quarter. Coach Pierce is going to take a timeout. Real quick, here's our foul situation. Sydney with two, Oxford with one. Our score, Sydney girls leading Oxford 26-17. We'll be right back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO. Hopefully you're staying warm and toasty out there. Boy, we've had some cold and snowy days. I don't know if I dare say this, knock on wood, it looks like some of this storm, according to our WCDO Weather Center, is going to miss us, hopefully. Now that I said that, we'll probably get a foot, right? So hopefully not. But it's been a pretty mild winter so far, but there have been some chilly days, so hopefully you're staying warm, listening to some high school hoops tonight, the safety of your own home. Oxford pushes one down low. Shot up off the glass is good for Ella Kelsey. She has come alive here, has 7 points. It's 26-19. Oxford will not go away. 6:25 to go in the fourth. Sydney with a turnover here against this full court press. It went too far and it rolled out of bounds. Coach Chris Palmer pretty fired up now. His team getting back into this ball game here on the road late in this one with 6:20 to go in the fourth. Barrows comes across midcourt. A little 2-3 zone action here. Trying to go back to Barrows. Barrows comes off the screen, passes far side. Now looking for Cadence Gallo. Gallo into the corner. Works one back up top, but it's a steal by Sydney. Trying to go coast to coast. Quickly down the floor looking for Simmons. Lost it. And here comes Madeline Barrows. Barrows takes it down the length of the floor, and her layup is good. Barrows now with 10, and she just won't be denied here the last couple of minutes. 26-21, our score with 5:45 to go in the fourth. We got a ball game here, folks. Sirigliano finds Simmons. Pump fakes, goes to the far side, looking for Michaela Bales. Now back to Simmons. Sydney looks a little timid here at the moment, trying to find their way through this little rough patch. The pressure has been good here for Oxford. Five on the shot clock. Back outside, a long three for Sydney. Will not go from Courtney Mondor. Rebound for Barrows and Oxford with 5:20 to go. Bounce pass, far side. Now back to Barrows as Oxford's in the black with the white and red trim. Front of the Oxford bench, left side. They go to the high post for Ella Kelsey. And she had a backdoor cutter, tried to feed it over there to Ava Benjamin, went through her hands and out of bounds. Good look, though, for the Blackhawks. With 5:08 to go in the fourth, our score 26-21. Sydney girls leading Oxford. Warriors with the ball. Here's Sirigliano. Going back to Simmons. Little two-man game between those two to the right side. Sirigliano splits the defense, pull-up jumper, skims the front of the rim. Ball somehow tossed back up. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. Second shot was no good. Jump ball is going to give it back to Oxford. That was Emily Russo, the freshman, getting a good look there, but then she got tied up on the rebound. So Oxford has it in the backcourt. Here is Madeline Barrows. Does she have enough magic in the tank to get the Blackhawks back into this ballgame? Barrows traveled, they say. She's found herself in some tough spots here tonight, tried to dish one off there and got fouled. Oxford had to bring up five JV players here for tonight's game to just fill out the roster because they have so many players out at the moment. But they are finding a way here, trying to chip back into this game. Sydney, though, will not be denied, as that's Courtney Mondor getting a pass in the paint. She goes to the bank and makes a deposit to make it 28-21 with 4:25 to go fourth quarter. Sydney still with the lead. Oxford trying to climb the hill here, and here's a foul against Oxford. That's a charge taken by Courtney Mondor. Set her feet in the floor and just got bowled over there, absorbed the contact, and did a great job. Well done. So now Sydney gets the ball back. Have they weathered the storm enough to try to hold on to this lead? Pass to the far side for Sydney. Oxford coach is saying, we got to get the hands going. We got to try to get those tips and those steals. Here is Simmons on the right side as Sydney goes left to right. 15 on the shot clock. Sydney trying to keep the offense going. They know they can't just sit on this lead. Shot from Mondor won't go. Good rebound underneath, but it's taken away by Sirigliano. Both teams scrambling for it into the corner, and the ball's going to stay with Sydney. Good hustle there by Sirigliano. So Sirigliano on the inbounds play here. Checking into the game now will be Zoe Sullivan. She'll be giving Emily Russo a little breather. Simmons has the ball top of the key. Simmons right side, works one back out for Sullivan. 20 on the shot clock, 3:40 to go in the fourth. Sydney continuing to work that ball around. Good movement. Finding side, tosses one up, rolls off the front of the rim, rebound for Barrows. Here comes Madeline trying to go coast to coast. Barrows stops, wants a three, pops, and hits. Barrows with 13. You can't leave her open like that. It's 28-24 with 3:20 to go in the fourth. Timeout taken. We'll step away for 60 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors with the ball across the midcourt timeline. The right-handed layup here won't go down. A rebound for Oxford as they trail by four. They try to get the outlet pass here to Barrows. It was thrown away. Ball pinballing around at midcourt. Oxford somehow comes away with it. We have an injured player in the backcourt, so we will have a whistle that blows this play dead with 3:09 to go in the fourth. 28-24 our score. Oxford saying, hey, we pretty much had a two-on-one fast break there, and they blew it dead. I think they were upset. So there, a girl in the backcourt. She's all right. She did bounce right back up, so we're glad to see that. As Oxford will look to get the ball in, they're inbounding from underneath their own bucket to the left low block. Left-handed layup here will not go for Bailey Cheesebro, and a rebound for the Warriors as we hit 3 minutes to go. Emma Simmons for Sydney has 8 points here for the Warriors. Comes across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Right side as Sydney goes left to right. Sydney wasting a little time here. 15 on the shot clock. They really haven't got into the progressions on the offense. A little give and go. We're going to have an illegal screen on Sirigliano at the top of the key, giving the ball back to Oxford. Madeline Barrows, one of the best players in the MAC, has really started to come alive here. She's hit back-to-back threes for Oxford, has 13 points now. 2:45 to go in the fourth. It's 28-24. Let's see what Oxford can do. This is a really big possession here. Barrows across the big Sydney S as Oxford goes right to left. Barrows comes off the screen, steps back for three, and hits it. Big three there for Madeline Barrows. She's got 16 at the one-point ball game, 28-27 with 2:30 to go. We got a good one. Simmons in the backcourt. Coming up towards midcourt. Let's see what Sydney can do on this possession. Simmons, closely guarded here. Walks away from a double team. 20 on the shot clock, 2:15 to go in the fourth. Right side in front of the Sydney bench. Tries to go to the baseline. Right low block, and it's going to be a traveling violation. She wanted a foul. She won't get it. And Oxford down by a point now with 2:12 left could take the lead on this possession. They were down 22-6 at one point, but they have crawled back into this game. Barrows now at the top of the key. Goes to the left side. Kicks one out. A three here is off the mark for Oxford. Shot was from Taylor Smith. Rebound for Sirigliano of Sydney. So a one-point game, 28-27. Sydney girls leading by a point with a 1:50 to go in the fourth. Here's Simmons. Takes it to the rack. Hits it, and she's fouled. Simmons now with 10 points, and she's got a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Huge shot there for Simmons. Went into the land of the trees and buried it. So Simmons now at the line will look to hit this foul shot here. Oxford trying to get set where they want to be on the line here. As here is Simmons settling in for this shot. And nails it. She's got 11. And a timeout is taken by Sydney. 31-27 our score with a minute 48 to go. Fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, here is Oxford with the ball. Barrows at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock now. Barrows takes it down low. Her shot was forced, and Sirigliano is going to pick up the loose change here. It was partially blocked. Sydney at midcourt. Here's Sirigliano, gets across the timeline. Gets it into the safe hands of Emma Simmons. A minute 20 on the game clock as Sydney leads 31-27. Oxford needs a steal, and they need it now. Simmons to the right side, little give and go, finds Sirigliano, and it's good off the glass. Sirigliano with the kiss makes it 33-27 with 1:05 to go. Barrows hustles down the floor across midcourt and the Sydney S. She's just going to have to dial up a three. Here it is. Barrows with 19. Unbelievable. Makes it 33-30 with 54 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Referees have come over to the table here. Just trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. Oh, I think they're just going to put a little extra time back on the clock. Either way, our score is 33-30. Yeah, they put 3 seconds back on there. Barrows has hit four threes in a row to bring Oxford back from the dead. What an effort. 33-30 to score. And here are the Warriors in the backcourt. Barrows is closely guarding Emma Simmons, trying to stay with her. Simmons pushes one back out, 45 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock. And here is Simmons to the left side, trying to get Sirigliano to go to the inside. It was taken away. Steal by Barrows. 35 seconds left, fourth quarter. Barrows, left side for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound kept in by Oxford, but she stepped on the line. And so the ball is going to go back to Sydney. And that was Tegan Mann-Warren who got that rebound, but her foot was on the line. And so it's going to go back to Sydney with 30 seconds left here in this ball game. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 30.7 seconds left. Sydney girls leading 33-30 here at home in what has been a wild MAC contest here tonight. I mean, it was 4-2 at the end of the first quarter, 8-4 at halftime, and right now 33-30. It's been a very entertaining second half. Madeline Barrows with 19. She's hit four threes here in the last couple of minutes to pull Oxford back into this game. But Sydney has the ball with 30 seconds left. Oxford coming with some full court pressure. Sydney trying to go left to right. They'll look to get it in, and they do. And now we'll have a foul by Oxford. Let's see if they get this on. Taylor Smith came up with the body. Here's our team foul situation. Three apiece. So we need two more each for anybody to be going to the line here. Warriors will look to get it in, and they do to Emma Simmons. And she is fouled immediately. So 27 seconds left now. So it looks like Oxford is going to try to foul one more time to send a Sydney to the line and gamble that they're going to miss some shots. Oh, it was off on the board, so that actually was the fifth foul there. So Sydney's going to be coming down to do some shooting, and it sends Emma Simmons to the line, probably the one person on the floor you didn't want to send to the line, but, I mean, you didn't have much of a choice since she got the ball. Simmons is going to step in here for Sydney. This is what you get paid the big bucks for, right, Emma? First shot is good. And Emma now has 12, makes it 34-30. That was a big foul shot right there for Sydney. They're trying to hang on for what would be a very big win in the MAC. Second shot is too strong. Srigliano can't get the rebound. Barrows pulls it out of there. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Oxford with 27 seconds to go. Our score, 34-30. Sydney girls on top of Oxford. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Should be an exciting finish here as both teams wrap up the timeouts. We're under a minute to go here, and our score is 34-30. Sydney girls clinging to this lead against Oxford. It's been a very entertaining fourth quarter here on WCDO. 27 seconds exactly left. I said under a minute there because a lot of the schools now, what they do is during the timeouts, the clock will count down how much time is left in the timeout, and then I can't remember how much time is left in the game. So a little peek into the broadcasting world there. 27 seconds left, and this is going to be Oxford with the ball. They got that rebound off the missed foul shot by Emma Simmons. And now Emma is just going to try to guard Madeline Barrows face-to-face. The jumper here by Oxford, though, is up and good. We're going to have a whistle after that. Ava Benjamin was able to hit a jumper from the left side with 18 seconds left, cutting it to 34-32. That was a huge shot there by Benjamin. They left it wide open, and she made him pay. So they put 2 seconds back on the clock again, making it 20 seconds to go. And now Oxford's going to try to get it in, and they do. Sydney gets it in, and a foul by Oxford. Zoe Sullivan, the freshman, will be headed to the line here for Sydney. I like what Sydney did. They just said to Emma Simmons, go after Madeline Barrows, and you just got to be in her face. And now some big foul shots coming up here for the freshman, Zoe Sullivan. Our score, 34-32. Sydney girls leading Oxford with 18 seconds to go in this game. Shooting two here at the line. First shot in and out for Sullivan. So Oxford has a chance here if they can get this rebound. This is going to be a heck of a battle between Srigliano and Barrows for this rebound if it's a miss. Sullivan, second shot at the line. Too strong. Bounces up, and Barrows wins the battle, comes down with it, and takes a timeout. 18.3 to go. We got a two-point ball game, 34-32. We're going to take a 30-second break. Sydney up by 2 over Oxford. The exciting finish when we come back on WCDO.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Our score 34-32 with 18 seconds left. Sydney girls clinging to a two-point lead over visiting Oxford here. Madeline Barrows has 19 points for Oxford. For Sydney, a good balance between Sirigliano with 14 and Emma Simmons with 12. Oxford will have the ball out of this timeout, and you have to think that you have to stop Madeline Barrows. She's going to have the ball in her hands. Emma Simmons is going to do everything she can to try to stop her. It's kind of a one-on-one battle here, folks. I really hate to say that, but I think that's what it's going to boil down to here in the last 18 seconds. And Simmons is right in the hip pocket here of Barrows. Let's see what they draw up. They're going to try to get her a screen if they can. Oxford gets it in, trying to get it to Barrows here. And they do at the top of the key. Barrows takes it down low. The up and under is too strong. Won't go. 10 seconds left. Ball on the floor. Barrows has got it. Tosses up another one, and it won't go. Sydney with the rebound, and we're going to have a foul with 5 seconds left. Barrows had two looks at it there, and it wouldn't go. And so we'll see who the foul was on and who's going to go to the line. The first shot was kind of an off-balance up and under that wasn't the greatest. Second look was a rebound that she got that was point blank, and she just couldn't put it in. And Madeline's going to want that one back. I mean, everybody was chasing after her, but it wasn't going to be much better of a look. Michaela Bales at the line, and that shot won't go. Second one coming. So Oxford still has life here with 5 seconds left. And so Bales will step in for the second shot here. Again, this is going to be a big battle on the boards. And the rebound is loose and picked up there by Sydney. And they put it up and in with Courtney Mondor with 3.8 left. And the timeout is taken by Oxford. What a rebound and put back there by Courtney Mondor with 3.8 to go. Sydney now leads 36-32, and we'll keep it right here. Boy, if Oxford got that, that was going to be huge. But instead, Mondor ripped it down, put it right back up, and scored. Oxford here going to the table, trying to get an explanation for something. Coach Palmer talking to the officials here. I'm not sure if maybe he wants more time on the clock or something else happened. In the meantime, JV coach Margo Barrows is over talking to the team, trying to draw something up here. And Coach Palmer not pleased with whatever he was arguing the case for there. So a full timeout here, but we'll keep it here. Boy, if you're Oxford, you only got 5 seconds left. I mean, really, you're going to have to hope to get it in and get a quick bucket and then maybe call timeout and get another foul, something along those lines. Send Sydney back to the line. It's a possession game at this point. And so what a rebound and put back by Courtney Mondor to save the day. If Oxford gets that rebound, they're only down two, and they could call a timeout and draw something up. Instead, you're down four and in a much more precarious situation. Boy, this game has been all over the place here tonight. Again, 4-2 at the end of the first quarter, 8-4 at halftime. And here we are in the last 5 seconds. It's coming down to a buzzer-beater type of game. Glad to bring it to you tonight here on WCDO. Also, thanks for listening on WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. They are a proud supporter of local sports here on WCDO. Oxford advances the ball. They'll be inbounding in front of their own bench. They get it to Barrows. It went through her hands. Taken away. We'll have a foul with 1.8 to go. And Sydney's going to go back to the line here, but I think it might all be over here as Tegan Manwaring will pick up the foul for Oxford, and this will send Sydney to the line with Michaela Bales with 1.8 left. What a game. First shot for Sydney at the line is good for Michaela Bales, and she has three. And another one coming here with 1.8 to go. This is the icing on the cake for the Sydney Warriors. Off the mark. Rebound, no good, but that's going to do it. 37-32. Sydney comes away with the victory. Wow, what a game. Sydney over Oxford again, 37-32. MAC girls basketball here tonight. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Sydney High School here tonight. The Sydney girls hang on for a very exciting 37-32 victory over the Oxford Blackhawks. Here's our scoring summary tonight in our post-game show. A team best 14 points for sophomore Ava Sirigliano here for Sydney. Emma Simmons with 12 points, Courtney Mondor with 6, including a huge putback with about 3 seconds left to really seal the deal here tonight for Sydney. 3 points for Michaela Bales and 2 points for Anna Tomeo. On the other side for Oxford, it was Madeline Barrows with a game-high 19. She hit 4 threes in the second half, which really brought Oxford back. They were down 22-6 at one point, but really crawled back into this game, had a chance at it, thanks to 19 from Madeline Barrows. 7 from Ella Kelsey. 2 apiece from Bailey Cheesebro, Ava Benjamin, and Tegan Van Warren. Time to get into our 3 awards for tonight's ball game. First will be our Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT has been supporting local high school sports on the WCDO for many years, and for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'd like to go with Madeline Barrows tonight, 19 points from Oxford. She was tremendous. I thought it showed a lot of moxie, a lot of guts, as she was cold in the first half. It was very tough. They were really getting after her on defense. She finds a way to fight through that, gets hot in the second half, really brings her team back, and 19 points tonight. So Madeline Barrows from Oxford, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to go with Ava Sirigliano here from Sydney. I thought not only did she have the team high in points, she played great defense against Madeline Barrows, especially when Oxford tried to put Madeline down low or at the high post. Ava was right there, knocking passes away, did a really good job. Also did a great job on the offensive and defensive glass. So we'll give Ava Sirigliano our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. She did a little bit of everything tonight. 12 points for Emma Simmons. We will give her our All-Purpose Award. Handled the ball, handled the pressure, a lot of good assists, and hit some big shots when Sydney needed it most, especially especially on the foul line. So Emma Simmons, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, our final score, 37-32. Sydney girls defeat Oxford for a Big Mac win here tonight at home. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night, 7:15 tip-off, as the BG boys host Delhi. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show right around 7 o'clock or 7:05. So join us tomorrow night for some Friday night boys basketball in the MAC here on WCDO. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer, and he'll be back with us tomorrow night as well. So have a safe night, everybody. Again, the final score, Sydney defeats Oxford 37-32. We'll see you tomorrow night here on WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this.